Some Singaporeans will say, all this is very good. Got help in this budget. But they ask, you know, is this just one time? And is this only a temporary assistance? And I assure all of you that this is not a one-off exercise. The government will provide help for as long as it is needed. And furthermore, we are doing it not just through rebates and vouchers. We have been and we will continue to review and update and strengthen our social support system across different areas, be it housing, healthcare, education, or retirement. We have started this process recently through Forward Singapore, and we will continue in the coming years. And all these updates, changes, improvements to policies will help to provide Singaporeans with greater assurance through every life stage. Of course, some also ask, you are doing so much. Is the government spending sustainable if you keep on doing assistance, vouchers, providing support? Can government spending be sustainable? That's a good question to ask. And if people are asking that, I think it's good that people are conscious of the need to maintain fiscal responsibility. Indeed, that has always been the government's approach. We want to make sure that when we spend more, we are doing it for the benefit of Singaporeans, but the spending is also sustainable over the medium to longer term. And that's why earlier in this decade, when we saw that there was a funding gap in public finances, that our finance expenditure was going to go up, but revenues was not sufficient to cover our expenditures, we decided to make tax changes and increase taxes. It was a difficult decision to make. It was certainly not popular, but it was the right thing to do and it was a responsible thing to do. And because we did that, today we are in a healthy and sound fiscal position. And today we have the resources we need to protect Singaporeans, to shield you from cost of living increases. We have the resources to steer Singapore through the economic storms that we see coming ahead of us. That is precisely what good and responsible government is about. And we will continue with this approach. Of course, beyond what the government is doing, I'm very glad to see Singaporeans doing their part to support fellow citizens in need. Those who do not need the vouchers can donate them, and I see more and more people doing so. That's very good. We have many ground-up community initiatives like $1 deals and others to help those households in need. And we see also merchants, hawkers, and supermarkets coming up with their own SG60 deals to help you make the most of your CDC vouchers. So we are heartened by these many ground-up efforts, and I want to thank everyone for stepping forward to contribute.